This guy spends 44 years in prison, and the two women who lied about him show absolutely no remorse.
Back in 1977, Vincent Simmons was just taking a walk through a park when police arrested him out of nowhere. He was taken, along with six other men, for a lineup, and tragically, he was the one the girls picked. Turns out, two 14-year-old white twins, Karen and Sharon Sanders, had claimed that a black man had assaulted them on a remote back road. They said they met a black man at a bar while hanging out with their cousin, Keith Laborde, and offered him a ride. They claimed that after getting into the car, the man pulled a knife, forced them into the trunk, and then attacked them. And despite Simmons having an alibi backed by multiple witnesses, he was still found guilty. In the end, Simmons was sentenced to 100 years in prison with no chance of parole. While locked up, Simmons never stopped fighting to prove his innocence, but every request was denied. It wasn't until 1993, 16 years later, that he finally got copies of the hidden documents. Those files revealed shocking facts. Medical reports showed Sharon Sanders' hymen was intact, and neither of the twins had any bruises or signs of physical assault. The real story? The twins lied, trying to cover up inappropriate behavior with their cousin. Finally, in 2022, at 70 years old, Vincent Simmons walked free. No apology, no compensation. Only his lawyer, Justin Bonas, gripping his hand and telling him,
"Free, man. You're free, brother. You're free."
Meanwhile, the people responsible for stealing nearly half a century of his life said,
"We still have our anxiety. We still have our depressions. We still have our fears."
Sometimes, and not just a woman, but anybody, when they play the victim, they go through life and they tell everybody around them how they're a victim, they're a victim, they're a victim. And then everybody around them creates this ecosystem. This guy deserves $10 million more for 44 years of his life. And these two women should go to jail for what they've done.